2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome. This is Religion Today. I'm your host, Martin Tanner. Today's program is a little bit different. We're going to talk quite a bit about atheism today. You might find that kind of a strange topic for a program based on religion, the title of which is Religion Today. But I like the topic. It was suggested by a listener who on the internet heard a presentation by a guy named Penn Jillette, who, if you think about it, many of you will know, not in the context of his atheism probably, but as one half of the magical act or act of magicians, Penn and Teller. They've done some great work as magicians, and Penn Jillette has been on TV. He had a recurring part in Sabrina the Teenage Witch and was in Dancing with the Stars and done a bunch of other things. Quite an interesting guy. I'd also like to say some very nice things about him, in addition to his TV work, which is that he's a real family man. He owns a home, as I understand it, in Nevada, and took time off from a lot of his business pursuits to spend time with his family, which is great. It's a wonderful thing. After that little bit of background, let me say that there are some things about him that I'm not real fond of. The main one is his harsh words about religion and the Bible, which are based on flawed understanding of the Bible. More about that in a minute. He wrote a book several years ago called God No, Signs You May Already Be an Atheist and Other Magical Tales. That's it. In the presentation that he made on the blog Big Think, he was basically reciting arguments that he had already made in his book. And they are along these lines. I only have time for a few. But he says, if you read the Bible cover to cover, you're going to come out of it as an atheist because of what we're told about in the Bible. And here are his examples. Why? Because Lot sent his daughter out to be molested, would be the polite way to say it, by the men in Sodom. Abraham was willing to kill his son. There's a talking snake. Women and gays are not thought of or handled well or described well in the Bible. Slavery is in the Bible. The Bible says thou shalt not kill, but there's killing all over the place. He said there's no sense to the Bible. It shows a jealous God. It's full of contradictions. And he says, go read it, and that's what you'll see. Well, if he had presented a paper in a junior high school class on the Bible based on that reading and that understanding, and I were his teacher in that class, I'd probably give him a D-. He didn't get the Bible. But in fairness to Penn Jillette, he got that understanding when he was a kid, and it never left him. If you look at his history, what happened was that when he was a kid, kind of from a nominally Christian family, he went to church and started to argue or debate with the pastor, the teacher of this class that he was in, read the Bible, spent enough time to do that, then came back and argued it. And after doing that, he said something very close to this. I read the Bible, questioned it for a few months, decided it was bunk. And having a previous believer say, quote, I'm an atheist, now gives me great joy. And then he goes on to say, atheism is the fastest growing religion in America. Well, if I gave somebody in junior high the opportunity to learn all about magic and they saw a couple of bad card tricks, that would not be an adequate way to learn about magic. And if I sent somebody to a junior high class and they had a horrible science teacher and they left it and said, science is garbage. This teacher was terrible and I don't believe in any of this stuff. That would be a bad representation of science. That's the kind of flawed logic that we see from Penn Jillette in his approach to religion. He got it as a kid. He never looked past it. Let's take just almost a superficial look back at his conclusions. If you read the Bible closely, you see not that God was in favor of Lot sending his daughter out, but that the angel sent from God would not let God send his daughters out. They didn't go out. And about the story of Abraham being willing to sacrifice his son, God stopped him from sacrificing his son. About the treatment of slaves and women in the Bible, the New Testament especially, but also in many places in the Old Testament, talk about proper treatment of everyone. The Bible is full of some bizarre stories here and there, but it's also full of wonderful stories about virtues and about ideals that are very, very useful and should not be overlooked. So that's the short little summary of response to Penn Jillette. A few other ways that we see atheists argue. We should understand what they do. One of the biggest problems is that they will do something like this. They will say, well, there are a lot of examples in the world of religion being responsible for horrible crimes. And they'll point to maybe the Crusades. And that's true. There are some horrible things that were done in the name of religion, but that doesn't mean religion itself is false any more than the scientific experiments done by the Nazis against the Jews in prison camps debunk somehow all of science. Extrapolating that broadly from something that is a flawed example is not fair, and it shows poor, poor logic. We could also say something like, all atheists are bad because, look, in the world we have had people like Karl Marx and Mao Zedong and Pol Pot and many, many others who were atheists who have done horrible things. That would not be fair. There are a lot of very good, wonderful atheists. Just because a few atheists do poor things doesn't mean all those who don't believe in God are evil or are bad. Another flawed problem that we see with atheism is that it takes faith to be an atheist, and it also takes faith to be involved in science. Let me give you a few examples here. No person has the time to replicate every single scientific test that's ever happened. That would be impossible. So what do people do? Penn Jillette included. They know people whose work or whose statements they accept or have faith in. Oops, I used the word faith. That's okay. They find an author or source that they trust. Oops, I used the word trust, faith. All right, well, they just believe it because of the source and their belief in the source. That's what happens with religion. That's what happens with science. That's the way life is, because no one from a science point of view or a religious point of view has the time to do all of the work themselves. They have to trust something. They have to place faith in something. I'm Martin Tanner. We'll be right back after this. Today we're talking about atheism, comments about the Bible being the best way to become an atheist, and other bizarre comments of Pendulette and others. I'm Martin Tanner. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned. We're back. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. Our discussion today centers around atheism and about its potshots at religion and about the points of view that have been discussed by what I will call one of the more minor people in the field of atheism, Penn Jillette, part of the Penn and Teller Magic Group, which has done some really, really fine work. Let's talk some more about some of the arguments of atheists. Because if you see those arguments for what they are, and then you'll be able to understand them when they appear and critically examine them. And by the way, I would encourage anyone who's listening to this to not be afraid of the comments that atheists make. I highly encourage you to read some of the work of atheists. See if it makes sense to you. See if their comments and their arguments seem to be valid. I've done that. I've tried to read and listen to and actually debate a few times some atheists. I've read the work of some of the better atheists, or the more compelling atheists, Friedrich Nietzsche of Germany, who was alive from 1844 to 1900 and is considered to be one of the strongest atheist philosophers, Sigmund Freud, many people know about Freud, and Karl Marx, who wrote the Communist Manifesto. Those are all strong atheist thinkers, and the new wave of atheists, and by the new wave, I would include Penn Jillette as one of those. Another would be Daniel Dennett, who has written a book called Darwin's Dangerous Idea. His idea is that evolution actually accounts for the idea of religion, which is a novel approach to it. I actually quite like some of the things that Daniel Dennett has said. Christopher Hitchens was highly regarded. He's a very critical atheist. He passed away in 2011. In my opinion, he will know the incorrectness of his approach at this point. He's famous for his really harsh but quite witty book, God is Not Great, How Religion Poisons Everything, which is actually sort of at the heart of his book. I'm not stating that well. At the heart of his book is this comment, which is one of the nicer comments in his book. Quote, intellectually, religion is an indefensible idea, close quote. A lot of his comments are much more harsh and even inappropriate for me to say at this, here in this kind of a context. Richard Dawkins is another interesting atheist who's widely regarded in the atheist circles. He taught at UC Berkeley for a few years. He's currently an emeritus professor at Oxford. He's written two quite famous books. One is called The Blind Watchmaker, and the other one is called The God delusions. His faith is in evolution. And it would be interesting to talk to him now. He's been out of circulation for a little while, and ask him what he thinks of some of the most recent work of some of the most eminently regarded science professionals who have taken the position now that evolution does not explain existence, nor life, nor many of the other things that we see in the universe. It just doesn't. More about evolution in a bit. Another one of the currently well-regarded evolutionists and also atheists is a guy named Sam Harris. He's the youngest of the ones I've mentioned so far, born in 1967. He has this quote: faith is belief without evidence. Every instance of faith is dangerous, close quote. Well, I wonder if he would also state that as a scientific principle, because there are many, many cases in which someone who is a scientist pursued a hypothesis. A hypothesis is a statement of faith, and it's something that you go out to either prove or falsify. So, frankly, faith is an integral part of the scientific method itself. I like Sam Harris. He has made some wonderful statements arguing against certain religious denominations, particularly certain strains of Islam, which are very harsh and have some bad principles. Some of his comments are a little bit over the top. So in our few minutes that we have left, let's talk a little bit about some of the ways that atheists argue. One of those is by talking down and being quite arrogant. That's a typical approach that we see Richard Dawkins and also Penn Jillette using. That doesn't really do much for most people who look past that. Another technique that many atheists use is what I would describe as the flawed extrapolation. They take a small flaw and extrapolate it into a big flaw. Penn Jillette might say, if you find things in the Bible that you just don't accept, then the Bible must be wrong. There must be no God, and religion must be ridiculous. We'll try using that line of reasoning with science or with atheism. Gee, I found one scientific idea or a few scientific ideas that turned out to be wrong, or a few statements of atheists that were wrong. So all of atheism and all of science must be wrong. That would be absurd. But somehow they think that line of reasoning must work against religion. Another technique often used by atheists against religion is the straw man approach. It might go something like this from Penn Jillette. There are crazy stories in the Bible like Lot's wife turning into a pillar of salt. Lot offering to send his daughter out to the men in Sodom and Gomorrah, and so on and so forth. God couldn't possibly be true because he would never ask you to kill your child, to have somebody molest your daughter, and he would never turn somebody into salt. Well, atheists miss the point. They say that God must think it's okay to do all those things. They don't see the moral values at the heart of these stories. They just see somehow the idea that's not in the Bible that God is behind these points of view that they somehow foist upon the Bible. Another technique of atheists is the ad hominem argument. If you can't refute the information, you attack the messenger. This is kind of what his book is. God, no. Signs you may already be an atheist and other magical tales. Well, this is kind of like pointing fingers at people who are religious and attacking them and making fun of them and putting them down and saying that if they believe, they must be stupid or dumb or foolish. They're not attacking the principles. They're just attacking the person. Another flawed point of view is this idea that science explains everything. Well, it doesn't. DNA seems to be a blueprint for life, and DNA is something that appears to have intelligent design at its heart. The more you look at science, the more science begins to prove religion is true. I'm Martin Tanner. This is Religion Today. Join me next week.